and again, Kathy Dawes, along with Stan Ward, Lori Bishop, Debbie Nuss. We're talking about Everybody Counts, and huge event, of course. And I think we really do want to emphasize again, Debbie, that unfortunately people don't realize just the need out there. There are a lot of homeless people, a lot of people who are struggling in Manhattan, Kansas.
There are. And when Stan was talking about what started this in terms of that report to the school board in 2013, and that was kind of a jolt to the community. I think the jolt for me continues to be that this event keeps growing every year. We see more and more people coming to the event, wanting information about services, wanting to access services. And, you know, it kind of speaks to the issue, at least for me, that while we have a lot of wonderful things going for us in this community, we also have a significant number of people in our community that it's a struggle for them to get by on a daily basis. And as our population grows, you know, that percentage basis of people in our community who are struggling tends to stay about the same. It's that 20 to 25%. And, you know, at some point we really have to grapple with that somehow. It's that invisible population that if we don't look for ways to meet their needs, the demands on services in the school district continue to be high. And in light of then cuts with federal resources, that puts a strain on us as a community. So, you know, while events like this are powerful and meaningful, they really don't help us solve the problem. And so, you know, how do we solve the problem of lack of affordable housing? Or how do we solve the problem of making sure that people are making a good wage? You know, people are working two or three jobs just to make ends meet, and that's not a good quality of life for those people. So, you know, this event, again, can be very affirming, reaffirming. Again, this is our sixth event, and I do want to echo what Stan said. The Douglas Community Center has been a wonderful partner through this event, and if you're worried about the heat that day, there are two air-conditioned buildings, so you can get inside for a little bit. All of our direct services are inside in either the Douglas Center or the Douglas Center Annex. Actually, the Pilgrim Baptist Church and Eastern Star Chapter are having their clothing distribution in the Pilgrim Baptist Church. We will be doing our sports physicals in Mount Zion Church, which is directly west of the Douglas Community Center. They've graciously allowed to let us use some rooms there. We've kind of outgrown in terms of the Douglas Center and the Douglas Center Annex. They only have a certain number of rooms. So we are growing from that standpoint. But if you're worried about the heat, there's air conditioning. You can cool off for a little bit. There'll be plenty of water. Kansas United Way and Home Depot are donating bottled water for that day of the event. So, yeah, come out and see what's going on and participate that day.
And Stan, as we mentioned earlier, you've been involved since the get-go, since the beginning of everything. And have you been shocked at all by some of the things that you've learned in working with this? I mean, we mentioned the homelessness is a real issue in this area. Perhaps you were already aware, but a lot of people really aren't.
Well, one of the things I say when people ask me that question is I'm not a very naive person. I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of things. But I almost never have a day that I'm not surprised by something that a situation that we run into with children in our schools or families. And to reflect what you said, Debbie, among the agencies, we communicate a lot. And we understand what we all do. But on a daily basis, we work with children and their families that are new to the community, or even when they're not new to communities, they have no idea what kinds of resources are available in Manhattan. And this is a remarkably responsive community in terms of those kinds of resources that are available to assist families or individuals. It's just the lack of knowledge throughout the public that is the biggest issue for us. And that's why this program, this event is really great because if somebody has a specific issue involving food or apartments or legal issues or anything like that, they can come to Everybody Counts and they can make contact with an organization. And generally from there, they get referrals to other agencies as well. So it's a remarkably conducive way to share information for individuals and families that do need assistance.
And Lori, I'm sure as you help out with this event, I mean, you see also the need and ways that you can assist. And, you know, anything else you're wanting to add, as you say, you're definitely in need of volunteers for this particular day, mm-hmm. always in need of volunteers for other things too.
Right. But you know, as I sit here and listen to both Debbie and Stan talk, it reminds me that this year we have also seen an increase in people coming into our office. Our office is actually the old Red Cross office, and it's no longer here in Manhattan. And so, you know, I just had someone come in the other day who needed a way to get back home to a family member's funeral in Minnesota or someplace. And it's just like we're seeing a big increase in people needing services as well. So this is a good way for us to also promote to them to come to the Everybody Counts event. But definitely need volunteers for that event. So, again, be sure to contact us. And last year was my first year of really being very hands-on, actively involved in it. And I was really amazed. It was a great learning experience. Just if people just come down and actually see the need in our community, it's very visible there.
Debbie?
Sure. There are a couple of things I want to mention. You know, we'll start planning for next year's event right after this event concludes. We do kind of a debrief, what went right, what went wrong, what can we do better. But one of the things that I really appreciate about this planning of this event is that everybody is willing to do whatever needs to be done to make things happen. And so while I'm the chair of this event, I really don't have to do very much because people know what to do and they just take care of it and it gets done and they're willing to help. And that's, again, like Stan said, very indicative of this community. People are willing to help. And so that is very gratifying from that standpoint. One of the things that I failed to mention is that all day on the day of the event, the Flint Hills Area Transportation Agency is providing free rides citywide that day. So if transportation is an obstacle lack of transportation is a problem for you, you should be able to get on the fixed route system someplace in the city. And the closest bus stop at present is Manhattan Public Library. And First Lutheran Church then is providing shuttle service from the library to the Douglas Center. So if you're worried about coming and picking up commodities from harvesters and then not being able to get to a bus stop, then that shuttle service will take you back to the library. You should be able to pick up the bus there and then get back home without too much trouble. So again, just indicative of the great community partnerships that we have to make this event happen. Churches, social service agencies, individuals, everybody, the city, the Douglas Center, just a good group of, even, you know, Steve Williams at Furniture Warehouse is donating one of his trucks for the day to help us move tables and chairs. So it's just a great, great community coordination and community event. Also want to mention Plan B, if it rains, if there's a chance of rain, we will still provide the direct services. Anything that's inside a building will still happen. But anything that's outside, we will cancel. And that decision will be made 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. But,
Well, let's, I guess, start to wrap it up. And one more time before we do that, we'll go, you know, through the specifics. But let's go around the room one more time if everybody would like to say one last little thing. And we'll have Debbie finish up with the specifics again on the event. But Stan, anything else? Who would you encourage to help out with this? Who needs to come to this event?
It actually is open to the whole community because, as Loria said, if people are interested in volunteering, they can make connections that way. If there are people interested in accessing services, that's a really great place. The other thing that we haven't mentioned is that we will have Spanish translators. So anybody who doesn't speak English and through some of the USD 383 people, if people speak languages other than Spanish, we have a means of being able to help with those kinds of translations as well.
Lori, anything you're wanting to add? Do you want to introduce your guest today? And she's been very well behaved.
My little granddaughter, yes, she's sitting in here. I have her for just a little bit for the other grandma comes. But that day it is, it's for a family. There's not only, in addition to the children's tent, I think there's an obstacle course and there's a variety of things going on. So bring the kids, come learn, come have a great meal. But learn about our community. So,
Debbie, one more time, when's and where's, and anything else you're wanting to highlight?
Community, Everybody Counts community event on Saturday, August 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Douglas Community Center, Douglas Center Annex at 9th and Yuma Streets. And I just want to reiterate what Stan and Lori just said. You know, come and get to know people, if nothing else. Come and visit people. Sit down at the community brunch and get to know somebody you didn't know before. Tell them your life story and let them tell you their life story. Just come out. Just be there. We'd love to see you.
Thanks again to Everybody Counts Chair Debbie Nuss, also Stan Ward with USD 383, Lori Bishop with Flint Hills Volunteer Center. Let's take a break. Dr. Timothy Schaefer will be joining us, Assistant Professor of Communication Studies and Associate Director for the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. You're listening to In Focus.